Blog Talk Radio.
Is it all right if we just have a little church tonight? I know it's Wednesday night, but can we just have church like it's Sunday morning? Anybody believe God is worthy of praise tonight? Hallelujah. We're going to sing an old traditional song of the church tonight. Everybody just shout praise him. Come on, let's lift it up fire tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Praise him. That's it. Lift it up tonight, church.
Praise him.
Jesus.
Blessed Savior.
We declare that he's worthy.
He's worthy.
Hallelujah. Come on, declare that again, church, everybody. Praise. That's what we've come to do.
Praise him.
We've come to lift up the name of Jesus.
Praise him.
Hallelujah, yes we do. We praise
him.
Call his name
Jesus.
Blessed Savior.
Blessed Savior.
Anybody know that he's worthy?
Worthy.
He's worthy to be praised. Come on, from the rising of the sun. The scripture says, from the rising of the sun until the flowing down of the sea. Hallelujah. Yes. The name of the Lord is worthy. Yes, it is. Yes, he is.
Jesus is worthy.
He's worthy to be praised. The name of the Lord is worthy.
Worthy.
Yes, he is.
Jesus is worthy.
He's worthy.
Worthy.
He's worthy. Worthy. Worthy.
He's
come on, let's pray, everybody. From the rising of the sun.
From the rising of
yeah.
The sun.
Until the glory
of
the sun.
To the
glory. He's been good to you.
Praise
so he's worthy tonight. Yes, he is.
Praise
oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Call his name.
Jesus.
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 Jesus. Come on, let's come on and shift this atmosphere.
Jesus.
Somebody call the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
He is King of Kings.
Jesus.
And he is the Lord of Lords.
Jesus.
He's the everlasting Father.
Jesus.
He is the great I am.
Jesus.
He's the Prince of Peace.
Jesus.
Mighty, mighty is our God. Somebody knows him as a healer.
Jesus.
Somebody knows him as a provider.
Jesus.
Somebody knows him as a keeper.
Jesus.
Somebody knows him as protection.
Jesus.
On a tight schedule, but it's something about that name. Lord, I said I know we on the clock, but there's something about that name. You feel something moving on the inside, and sometimes it gets in your hands, but every now and then, he's been so good, you gotta pick him up and put him down. Because of the name Jesus. Come on, everybody in here, just pick him up and put him down one time. Give him one little.
Remember when I hear they used to sing that song a little while back, you know, praise him. After the him there, you know. Well, when you hear something like that, man, you just start thinking about how beautiful it is to be in God's presence, man. I was telling my daughter earlier, you know, she had a little problem with a little car, you know. She got one, you know her car, you know what kind of car she got, and the rim cracked on it, Reverend. And it's leaking air from the inside. And she was just telling me, man, just one thing after another, Daddy. One thing. I walk out the door talking about God and got hit in the mouth. This happened. That happened. Mm-hmm. And I told her this, Reverend. I said, start thanking God in advance. Why in your trouble? You know, because we believe that God is a sustaining God. He'll allow you to go down, Reverend, and give you strength to just walk on through. You know, I think about the songwriter said, praise him. You know, yeah, that's what he just told us to do, right? Praise him. He said, bless and save you. This is what we're supposed to do. Not when only
that's
when it's good. You know, anybody can jump up and tell him when it's good, but can you tell God, thank you, anyhow?
That's it.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man, with anyhow, I'm talking about when you know that you know things that came up to you. You said, man, whew, I don't know what this is going to do and how this is going to act. But I'll find out that we put our trust in Jesus. Once we put our trust in Jesus, trust me, it don't exempt us for trials and tribulations. Come here, Job. You remember Job? Wife came to him, Reverend. Came to him and said, you all just go out there and curse God. Your woman, you speak is foolish. How can we receive the good of God and then when bad comes, if you allow me to state it like that, Reverend, and then turn our back and hold our fists up to God, you know. Man, God is a just God. He reigns on a just and unjust alike. So thank God.
Right.
For wherever you're going through, I know it sounds crazy, but boy, I guarantee you, if you just trust in his plan. See, some of us want all heaven right now, though, but his plan and his reward for us is that we be with him eternally. Heavenly currencies need to be restored somewhere, you know. Somebody said, what are you talking about? Faith is going to move God. Your belief in God. Through all whatever come your way, your faith is going to call God and say, thank you. You know what? Even God himself said, thank you. Oh, yeah. you know what I'm talking about, Reverend. We're going to get into the lesson this morning, you know. And I love how this is going to play out because I didn't read it. We put it out there. If anybody want to get in, they can get in. But, boy, I tell you what, John, chapter 9, very familiar subject. You know, the man was blind. You hear what I said? Remember, I said was, didn't I?
He was blind.
He ain't blind anymore. Yeah, he was blind. And we call them naysayers on the sideline, better known as Pharisees. We're going to dive in that. Because I really want to know what the people understand how God really talked about true worship.
That's
you know, we really the main scripture is verse number 31, right? But you have to read the whole chapter to get the whole meat of it, you know, because they were disputing against Jesus. And Jesus never, ever, ever, that I know and anybody else that is reading the Bible have ever seen. Have never seen. But they was accusing him as a sinner.
That's right.
And how would God hear from him? He's a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna get a lesson though. But I just thank God for this. What does that scripture say, Brad? Can you just give us a on the 31 that one verse? If you close by your mouth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Now we know that God.
Uh huh.
Now we know that God heareth not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of God and doth his will, him he heareth. Sir. Yes, sir.
And so Reverend and I, we were tasked, and we asked a couple of brothers, they wanted to come on. It's always open for them too as well. This is going to be a little different today, you know. It's going to be like a dialogue. We're going to be conversing, you know. And we're going to be going over the scriptures as well. But I want you to know that we have to have, you know, I'm that kind of teacher. Can I say it like that, Reverend? I'm that kind of teacher, right? Teacher, preacher, if you want to, how you want to put it. I like to cross-reference. So there's another scripture we want to add with this, and it is chapter 11.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I sent it to you there, Reverend. Chapter 11.
Yes, sir.
Chapter
yes,
11.
Sir.
Verse 38 to 44, because we wanted to kind of open it up a little bit. We just want to open it up a little bit. So see what Jesus was going through in the time of just helping somebody along the way.
Yeah.
You ever help somebody, man, and just got misunderstood, man? Just totally got misunderstood, you know? And that's what we are today. When you read the lesson today, and when we add these scriptures up together, preferably, you know, we can get through it today, you know. And we thank God for His ever-present, man. You know, we had our church anniversary yesterday. You know, God bless us being at where we at, the facility we at that now, in this one area for 36 years. But this church is very old; it's way older than that. We just been in this facility.
Sir.
Yeah, for 36 years, you know. But we celebrate the 36 years we've been on this property, you know, and thinking about how God, what He did, you know. We celebrate, we lift up God. But our celebration wasn't only just talking about how marvelous this, how it looked, but it ended up being how being faithful unto death.
Yes, sir.
Somebody know where I'm going when I say that. Being faithful unto death, and you will receive a crown.
That's right.
We're going to live alone, though. But you know what I'm talking about. So
yes,
I thank God. Because you hear us, man. We love God. We be in His Word. We'll be in His Word. We eat on His Word like we don't even think it's left over. You know what I'm talking about? Like new every time we chew on it. Like somebody that fried a piece of chicken or something, and it's been new every time.
And
it's like getting a piece of meat that you've been loving to eat, and you like, you say, man, it tastes like the first time I ever ate it, man. And it make you go back and get some more, because you know that first time was good, and you want to see them when it repeat itself again, Reverend. So you go get another one, not just a bite, but a whole other sandwich or something, you know, because it's been good to you, Brother Tim. It's been so good to you, and it allow us to sit back so we can eat a little bit. I had a young man told me something, Brother Jim Reverend. He told me, he said, good meat makes its own gravy. That's what I got it right. Yeah. It makes its own gravy, man. So we're going to put it out there, and we're going to try to converse in this and have this dialogue. John, if you want to get there, John, the 9. my thing is, if you could read the whole chapter, you know, read the whole chapter, and then I added the 11 in there because I want you to see what Jesus looked to God and asked God to do for him, and they were dealing with Lazarus, raising Lazarus from the grave. You know,
right.
And he told them, we're going to get in there, but just give you a little bit. He said, I know you hear me always.
Yes,
because the ones on the sideline. We'll get the lesson, y'all. So we get the fat off the meat, you know. I thank God. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Before we get in the lesson, if anybody have something to present right now before we pray, you can hit the one button and we can go into it like that. Amen?
Amen. Man, no, I want to thank God in advance. I'm thanking in advance because I'm pretty excited,
right.
Real.
All right.
I don't want to wait till the battle is over. I want to shout now.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Eric. And Reverend Henry.
My brother.
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
On, I'm like my brother. I'm ready to shout now. I was ready to shout when my brother said, when he said about his daughter, ring him.
Yeah.
You know, and you hear me say all the time, we have to stop looking past our blessings, looking for our blessings.
Yeah.
He was already blessed that no harm came our way. That didn't
there
nothing else
go.
Happen before my brother was able to detect
that.
But we got to look at our blessings that's in our face.
Yeah.
And I've been all day. It's going. I got Noah now, so I must do more listening. I do talking. But I've been looking all day at John. You everyone know me. Know that's my favorite book. If I had one, that would be it. But I'm ready to shout right now when it comes to God's word.
Yeah,
when it comes to God's word, remember, I get happy. I get happy real quick. I can be down the dumps, but I know you pick me up out the dumps. So I get real happy real quick. Amen. Let me get out of here. I'll be here. Amen.
Okay.
God's
good.
That's good.
But Tim, you want to say something?
Yeah, I was waiting. I was just gonna say when the music came on, everything and the subject, it just touched your heart. You got to think about it like this, Rhea. There's something about that name. There's salvation, peace, love, healing, all in that name. But one thing that this lesson said, that the man said, I was once blind, but now I
come
see.
On, man.
I was blind to his mercy and his grace. I was blind to his grace. I was blind to sin, and now I see. I understand that, what the subject is saying. I understand what the Bible is trying to tell us, that, you know, you was once lost, but now you've been found.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is. He is that true balm that's in Gilead. He came and soothed all the pain and suffering that you go through. He's the one. So, I like that. It was way back when the Bible was written about this man that was blind. It even works in today's thing because you're blind.
Come
so
on,
many
man.
People are blind to what really God
spiritually.
Is all about. What Jesus did for you on Calvary, you blind to it. But once you get saved, once you go and go through Romans 10:9-10, then you will see. You
Come
open
on,
your eyes and you can see. That's what I'm trying to say. You once were blind, but now you can see.
Yeah.
I'm out
That's
the way. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Thank
God
you.
Bless you, man. God bless you, man. God bless you. We just started, y'all. We just started this thing. We just started. We just started. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we come to your throne, humble, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your sweet spirit, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for how you came in already, Lord, and soothed our heart and mind, Lord. And we know, Father God, we can do nothing without you, Lord. So that's why we come today and say, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't lift you high enough, Lord. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you in advance, Lord. As we always say, Lord, when you come in and move through us, Lord, and be able to convey like you do, even on the receiving and even the ones that's giving it out, Lord, that we catch on fire, Lord, that we try to do what we call the harvest and go out there because the harvest is plenty, Lord. And we ask you, Father God, as we labor, Lord, Lord, move, Lord, in someone's heart, Lord. Move in someone's heart that they see things a little different than they did before when they came on, Lord. Move in their heart, Father God, says it's not me, Lord. I need you to do such and such. But, Lord, move in that situation, Lord, whether it's a sickness, Lord, whether it maybe be things they came and tried everything, Lord, but now they turn to you, Lord. Lord, whatever it is, Lord, if it be your will, Lord, remove it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. As we go in the word, Lord, if we try to rightly divide the word in truth, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to increase as we decrease, Lord. We ask,
yes,
Father God, for the listening ear to have a receptive spirit of yours, Lord. Lord, move in stubbornness here. Move in the danger. Hinder even the ones who conveyed it, even the ones who received it, Lord, so we can say thank you for this day, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we honor you, Lord. We know, Father God,
Lord,
we can do nothing without you, but everything with you, Lord. So have thy own way, Lord, and move as you do, Lord. And I always, when you come, Lord, give us that peace, Lord, that passes all understanding, Lord. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you.
You know, Reverend, we already got it started. It started.
Yes, sir.
And for some, we said last week, the main text that we were looking at is the one we're talking about, chapter 9 and 31.
Mm-hmm.
9:31. Reverend, can you get that verse one more time?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It said, now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doth his will, him he heareth.
And we believe.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't the whole meat of the lesson, but it was something extracted from that lesson. If we want to open up a little bit, people run around and they might ask a question, Reverend, and anybody want to convey in this here, what is he talking about? How did he get to a question about God don't hear a sinner's prayer? How did we strike this part of the scripture for all the scripture prior to that? Brother Tim said it. Prior to that, something went on, Reverend. And you and I and everybody that probably already read it know that it was a man was born blind. As I'm in the book. He was born blind. And everybody knows he was blind. But all of a sudden, Jesus, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, came by.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do this for this so we can get in the lesson. Jesus came by, y'all, took some dirt and spit in it. As I'm saying in the book, he spit in it and put it on his eye and told him to go wash in the pool. Now, there's some stuff going on. How did he get to the pool? And why did he be so still to let a man put some dirt in his eyes? Come on, help me, Holy Spirit. He was obedient enough to allow God to put his hand, I said God, in dirt over his eye. It was anointed. And told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. And he did. He was led there and he washed. And now he could see things he had never seen in his life. And guess who was on the sideline, Reverend Henry? The first.
Come on now. Yes, sir.
You ever have somebody just be on the sideline and old Paul makes it real plain to even what I try to do good, evil is always present. It don't accept us because we try to do so right, you know, try to be so good, and then we're going to be exempt for someone talking about us and saying things out of the way to us. We got to know that they talked about Jesus first. Help me, Holy Spirit. They had Jesus right here. They feel like they had him red-handed now. This ain't never happened before, right? Someone got healed of this kind of disease. So they wanted to ask a question. Now, hold up now. Where are your parents at?
This ain't making no sense. Is this your boy?
Yeah.
Upstairs in the book, man. Tell me if I'm not. Just tell me
yes,
if I'm
sir.
Not. I know I'm moving a little along, a little faster, but tell me I'm not. I'm not going to go get
yes,
it.
Yes, sir.
And the reason why I say this, because somebody wanted to know, is this your son? Now, I know this has never, you need to go look at the record now, no one has never been healed for blindness at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah, yeah. They didn't have the stuff we had today. They can get cataracts out your eyes. You know, you can't go. You know, to my. They didn't have what we had today. That someone could give you some sight that they call bifocals. And you know, they had them kind of thing back then. You were blind, Reverend. You couldn't see. But we know this thing gonna turn spiritual in a minute. We already know it's just a symbolic thing. We know it's gonna change. Because God had to work with their heart, you know. And these people were trying their best to find out what was going on. But they didn't know Jesus had done it yet. So they asked the mother and the parents. They put them up, put them in question them. And at that time, you just don't go against the people, what, that have charge like this. Because they'll kill
them. Right, right.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So the parents said, well, he's of age.
Yeah.
He's of age now. You know, he's old enough to make decisions. Don't be asking us all this, yeah. You know, he's of age, ask him.
Mm-hmm.
That's
in the book.
Reverend, I mean, after all of that, he received his sight. They looked at this here, and then they were trying to find some kind of way to catch him somewhere. So they asked the lad, you know, they asked him, what happened now? What's wrong with this? Because you can't be the same guy. Can I get it right there? You can't be the same one. You can't. Now, you can't be the same. I know your parents say what they said, but then he said, I don't know what you want to call them. You can call them a prophet. You can call them a sinner. You can call them all you want to call them. You know what I'm talking about? But I read in the book, he said that, I was blind. But now,
now,
they didn't want to hang on that testimony, Reverend. They didn't want to hang on that testimony.
No.
They didn't, Reverend. This man did something on the Sabbath day. His name was Jesus. Now, hold up now. You healed on the Sabbath day. So the law says you're supposed to get stoned to death now.
Because
you're supposed to rest. No man supposed to work on the Sabbath day.
Work
now, this
on
is
the
what
Sabbath.
Worship come in, y'all. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Hey, this is when the worship come in, y'all. This is what we're talking about, worshiping. And worship is not always that you're raising your hand up and praising God. We look at this word, worship, but let's transition to a word like devout. Yeah, amen. Devout. Someone who's really this soul out for God. And all he does is just live for God. All she does is live for God. Pick up the Bible. Walk with the Bible. Live with the Bible. And allow the Bible to control their life. But watch this. Now, watch this. We know before faith came, they was under the law.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they look at, it was under because of the Mosaic law. This wasn't right. Because Moses gave us this commandment, man supposed to rest. You can't work on this day, Reverend. And he didn't heal the man on this day. What's wrong with Jesus? He must be. And then how in the world that he going to do it? He's a sinner. Could I be playing with the rest?
He is
a sinner. They call him out. I'm going to get out of the way when I do this here. They call him out. Cause let me do something just for the readers, you know what I'm talking about. That started at verse 23, if y'all don't mind. Verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bag up this. Verse 23. I'm just going to bag it up, and then we're going to run on out of here. Y'all with me? He said, therefore said his parents, he is of age. Ask him. Then again,
that's right.
Called the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. Here we go, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
We know that this man is a sinner. Remember,
right.
That's what they said. They just know this him. And he answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no. That's what Brother
guy all happy about. He said, I know not. Mm-hmm. One thing I know. I had to read it because it's in the book, right? That I was blind and now I see. This said to him again. I mean, come on now, help me now. He said, what did he do? Look what it was. Mm-hmm. How he opened the eyes. He answered them, I have told you already, Reverend. That was I told you, Pharisees, already. And you what? Did not hear? He said, well, but you have heard it again. And will you what? Will you also be his disciple? Will you be converted? And not will you change since you didn't hear it again? But they weren't there for that. Then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple, but we are what? Moses' disciple.
Moses'
That's why
disciple.
I talk about that. They was hung up on the Mosaic law. They didn't want to believe that because they didn't believe that Jesus was the Messiah to come. They didn't believe that he was what? Joseph's son, Mary's son. He was a carpenter's son. How is he going to be coming to be the Messiah? You know, they weren't ready to receive him at that time. Help me, Holy Spirit. And they start telling the brother he's wrong. But what he told the brother, we know that what? That God spoke unto Moses. As for the fellow, we know not but what he is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to stop there, Reverend. I'm going to take my little page. I got my book open, right? If y'all want to put your finger right at 29, I want you to hold up right there just for 1 minute at 29. And I want you to go right over to chapter 11. And I want to read 11 and 38. Now, you hear what they just said, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, we know that God speak unto Moses. As this fellow, we know not what he is. Now, watch this here. I'm going to read this one more verse. The man answered and said unto him, wherein is it marvel the things that you know not for what he is, and yet he has opened my eyes. Well, he's speaking boldly, Doc. You would get killed doing it back this time, what he was doing, when he was speaking bold. But I want you to, I want to bring somebody just a little bit more. But they said they know God spoke directly to Moses. But they don't know God was in the presence of them. Help me, Holy Spirit. Well, I'm going to do this just because we ain't going to go that far. Philip asked a question over there in chapter 14. He said, show us the Father that it suffices us, so it satisfies us. And he told them, have I been with you so long? I've been with you so long, and you know not me? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Hey, say, I've been with you. So you, when you see me, you see the Father. And me and the Father are one. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, the Pharisees didn't see that. So I wanted to take you over here because Mary and Martha's brother had died. His name was Lazarus. He had died. And he had been in the grave over 3 days. And he was good and dead. As I write about it, he was dead.
He's stinking for 4 days,
He had a little aroma going around there. And it was dead. And I want to go here because I want you to know, if you ain't been there lately, look what the scripture says in 11 and 38. Look what he said. Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself, come to the grave. Here we go, y'all. It was a cave, a stone laid upon it. And Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, help me, Holy Spirit, the sister of him that was dead, and said unto the Lord, he said, by this time, Reverend, by this time, you ain't smelling too good, Reverend. He said, he's thinking a little bit, Reverend.
Thinking,
he said, he ain't thinking, he's thinking, huh?
Yeah.
He said, for he has been dead for 4 days, Doc. And Jesus said unto him, that's what he said unto her. What did he say, Reverend? He says, say I not unto thee, that if thou what, was believed, and thou should what, see the glory of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit, to see the glory of God. Do you want to see the glory of God? He said, to believe, Reverend. You have to believe in some things that people don't, you know, can't even find them right now. you know, for someone to walk onto somebody that been dead 4 days, and you walk over there, and he said, disbelieve. Martha was looking at him and said, no, you're too late because he's dead, and he's so dead, he's smelling. Yeah, but he told him to believe. So see God's glory. Now watch how the scripture said, then he took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus, oh, help me, lift up his eyes. Here we go, y'all. When the last time you lift up your eyes? And say, Father, this is what I'm talking about. Now, I don't want y'all to miss this here, because we're going to get back over there. I don't want you, please don't miss this. He said, Jesus, lift up his eyes. I'm still in the book, Reverend. And say it.
Mm-hmm.
Father, now this is what, I don't want you to miss this now. I thank thee. Now, don't get nowhere twisted about this here. Why do we got to start thanking God out of the problem? Why we got to thank God when all the things that went by and everything good? He said, I thank thee. That's what he said, didn't he, Reverend? Is that what's in the book?
That's right.
He said, I thank thee, thou hast what? Heard me. Now, this can't be a sinner here, y'all. He said, you have heard me. Help me, Holy Spirit. You have heard me. He said, and I knew that thou hearest me, what, Reverend?
Always.
I don't know what no other Bible reads. I'm just reading out the King James Version. He said, always. He said, but because of the people which stand by, I say it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That they may believe that thou hast sent me. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get nothing out of this lesson we've been going through today so far, we see the young man kept telling you, would you want to be his disciple? No, we're both disciples. He God spoke straight to him. We don't know nothing about this man. He's a sinner. That's what we just read. Then Jesus go over here.
Yeah.
God, you hear me always. He said, not just for me, Lord, but for the ones who stand by. Their faith ain't there, Reverend. They can't believe what's going on right now, Reverend. What I'm even about to ask you, they can't believe. But I told them, can I do this? Mother told me this a long time ago, and it didn't wrap around my head till I had to use it one day. She said, stand back and watch the salvation of God. So too many times we get in God's way. Too many times we just move too quick, and then God wants us to be tearing that. Can I say that? Tearing there a little bit. Somebody, man, but there's so much weight, Eric. But tearing there a little bit. It's been 4 years. But tearing there a little bit. It's been 10 years. Tearing there a little bit because God haven't forgot. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Your prayer haven't been delayed. Some of us need to mature a little bit more so he allows to stay in some of them trials a little bit longer because you've been giving your what's this, Reverend? Your praise to your money. You've been giving your praise to your job. You've been giving your praise to somebody else. I want you to look up at me sometime and say, Father. I know I'm supposed to be doing something different, but I ain't got to let happen, y'all. Y'all just stay with me. He said, just look up to them and say, Father, I thank you in advance, man. Have you ever thanked God in advance on something? I know
you said,
but have you truly thanked God in advance? I'm talking about, see, now he's dealing with Jehovah. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He wasn't coming to him as like the Almighty God because Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob seen that. But he was coming to him as Jehovah. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And we follow that to be what? Yahweh. Yes, sir. They know what he did that day. They know what he's talking about. And Jesus was doing it. And what he did, they marvel so strong behind the brother got what? He could see now. And they came to this verse. I'm back over here, y'all. Now we know that God hear not a what? Sinner. But
sinners.
If any man be a worshiper of God and do his will. Here we go, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
He what? Do his will. And he do what?
Yeah.
Him. What?
He will.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you now. I'm not saying you're going to do everything right. I'm trying to tell you, I know you're going to mess up because we mess up. Because the scripture says, now I guess I'll read that one too, Reverend. The scripture always applied to us when we're trying to be self-righteous, like we ain't never made no mistake. The scriptures apply to all of us. Look what the scripture says in Romans 3. This one verse, y'all, one verse. For all,
for all, 23, for all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. I'm talking
yeah.
about from the pulpit all the way to the whoever greets you in, we all have fell short. Why you say that, Eric? I'm going to tell you why I say that. Because when you look at Jesus, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you turn your light and look at Jesus, you can look at yourself. You are an imperfect person. Because no
mm-hmm.
man walked this earth like Jesus did. All of us, we either fail or fall. Help me, Holy Spirit. But what we try to do is teach
yeah.
you to get on up. Don't let that hold you down. Get on up. And ask God for forgiveness and strength in that area that you might be weak in. And God will soon move that taste out your mind. You know, I don't know if God ever move a taste out your mind, Reverend Henry. I know you can, you know, you like to eat a little bit. But sometimes God can take
mm-hmm.
a taste out your mind. You know, he could take that
mm-hmm.
lion out your mouth. He could take that
yes,
cussing out your mouth. He could take that whoremonger
yeah.
out your mouth. He can take that busybody. What is a busybody? The Bible says a busybody being an other man's matter. Oh, what you're saying. You
mm-hmm.
run around in this business, in this business, in this business. Take care of your own. The old songwriter says, sweep around your what?
Mm. Own front door.
And
try to sweep around mine. Sweep around mine.
if you get that time, sweep
good
around your own. And then you ain't to worry about mine. Because you got enough to take care of yours. You know, now watch
mm-hmm.
this. Now, we should help one another. Now, I ain't talking about you. When you help somebody, you trying to say, man, you going to go to hell. You going to do this, this, this. Brothers and sisters, nobody got a heaven and hell for you. What we're supposed to do is pray for you. We're supposed to turn you to Jesus and allow Jesus to be the judge. Help me, Holy Spirit. What we do, we try to, reproof you. We try to, if it's called a rebuke, it's a rebuke in love, telling you, brother, consider what you're doing. Sister, look at what
that's
you're
right.
doing. Let me walk with you a little bit, let you know that, sister, you don't have to always react that way. You don't have to always have to talk that way. And everything don't take a rebuttal. What I mean by that, you don't have to respond back to everything come to you. All you got to do is say, Lord, just hold my tongue. Lord, hold my mind, Lord. Keep me, Lord, so I won't say what I need to, what I want to say. So what I'm saying is Jesus, right here, he was God in the flesh.
Yeah.
This healing don't come from someone don't have God in the flesh. This healing come
yeah.
from someone who been in the presence, and he was what? 100% God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And 100% man, he had to do this. He had to be the sacrifice of lamb, come down like a human being, coming through a woman like he did, so he can bring us back to God. Because Adam failed. What the scripture says, he failed. One man sinned, and he was of the earth. And the other man came with no sin, and he was of the spirit. See, Jesus was
mm-hmm.
doing some spiritual things right here, and the Pharisees still hooked up in the world. They're looking at transgression. They're looking at trying to hold a man to a law. If you've been hanging around Paul a little bit, Paul told them one day over in the church, and he told them, you tell them not to steal, but you steal. You tell them not to, watch this, Reverend, not to fornicate, but you fornicate. Oh, he
mm-hmm.
said, that is a hypocrite. You've been a hypocrite when you do that. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So what he's trying to tell us, judge not. Let me get over here.
Yeah.
One last time we've been there. Let me make sure I get more plain to it. Judge not. As I'm seeing the book, 7.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all with me? Judge not that you
mm-hmm.
are not judged.
Be judged, yeah.
With judgment, you judge. You should be judged with the measure of your merit. And shall be measured to you again. I'm in Matthew 7:1. Watch this now. Stay with me.
Yeah.
He said, and while, watch this here. Behold the mote in thy brother's eyes, but consider not the beam that's in thy own eyes. I'm still in the book, right? He said, or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thy own eyes, and behold the beam is in thy own eyes. He said,
mm-hmm.
This is
hypocrite.
Right, this is, yo, red. Your book is red. Yours is red. Is your mm-hmm. right to me? Okay, it's
yes,
that
sir.
Jesus speak, right? Okay, then. Thou hypocrite, first cast the beam out of thy own eyes, and then shalt thou, what do you say, Reverend? See clearly. Help me.
See clearly.
Well, look how the word is. Look how the word is. See, we went from a mm-hmm. physical healing not to a spiritual healing. Tell me what I know I'm talking about, Doc. He physically healed a man, the blind man. Now, over here, he's trying to get them spiritually healed. While you want to sit up there and cast your stone at someone else, and you need to cast it back at yourself. Because he told us,
mm-hmm.
before you go pull the, what, the mote out of your brother, he said, before you have to see clearly, he said, pull that beam out of your eyes out first, before you can help somebody. See, sometimes when you try to help somebody, I don't know why I'm going to pray for it, really, but try, because the Pharisees wanted to stop the blessing, they thought. but look what happened, Reverend. God heard
mm-hmm.
him because he was God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus
yeah.
over here trying to show them over here by judging, and he showed me, before you can help somebody, make sure you clean your own house up. Don't go
yeah.
there and tell the man to stop drinking. You got a fifth of gin in your hand. Don't go there and tell that man to stop fornication and you got 6-7 women. Don't go tell that man to stop lying and you told a whole lot of lies. Then I watched this. I wouldn't know but a little bitty lie, but it was a lie. he said, that's
yeah.
a hypocrite. Now, we said, well, everybody got that kind of problem, Brother Eric. Everybody got that kind of problem. No, my brothers and sisters, I'm not saying that we perfect. Watch this here. I'm saying that when we fall, we get up. And let me use that song.
Right.
Right. A sinner is nothing but a what?
A sinner who got
there
up.
There you go. Who got up. There you
yeah.
go. I thought you were going to stay on the side now. Okay, you got me there. Okay. We got up. That's all it was. But now
mm-hmm.
since we up, we try to help one another. The strong should help the infirmities of the ones who are weak. Not
mm-hmm.
to please ourselves. But to help one another.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus did to the blind man. That's what Jesus said in Matthew's right now. He telling we should help one another. Not to
yeah.
tear nobody down and put their feet on them and say, while you're down, stay down. No, we should lift our brother up. Lift our sister up. Because you never know. That brother,
mm-hmm.
that sister might have to lift you up one day. Oh, help me. And it might not be
right.
a physical lift up, but help me, Holy Spirit, a spiritual helping. Have you ever had somebody help you spiritually? I'm so glad you sent me this. Oh, I'm so glad you prayed for me. Man, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
If you would have came by and said dust and dust and this, I don't know what I would have did. You know, I know this need to be delivered out of me. Help me, Holy Spirit. I know it need to be delivered out of me. Can you pray for me? Yes, sister. Yes, brother. Let's touch and agree. Because if he asking, if she asking, they must believe, Reverend. So somebody
mm-hmm.
said, but he's a sinner. But the Bible tells us this here. If he had that in his heart like that there, he has to be a worship of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Well, how you going to say that, Eric? You don't know nothing about all the man. I'm telling you, if somebody believed for someone to ask for prayer, they had to believe that it would happen.
Yeah.
Every time someone came to Jesus for something, he said, your faith what made you whole, what healed you. Get up, take up your bed, and walk. It wasn't because you did something so good, because you believed.
That's right.
But they didn't believe, Reverend. They didn't believe.
Mm-mm.
They find they tell all kinds of reasons to find wrong in our Savior. But Jesus kept on pressing on and kept on doing this because we know from our heart that you're not going to make everybody believe what you do and believe in. You can't. You're going to have some, they're just going to disagree. Well, let me tell you something. They're not disagreeing you. They are disagreeing. Who, Reverend? God.
Man, God.
They are doing that. Now watch this. You said we're going to have a dialogue. You said we're going to open it up for that. I want to tell you, the Holy Spirit moves. And when he moves, God knows who he's dealing with. And he knows that this was a spiritual thing. The brother's not blind anymore.
Now, mm-hmm. brother is walking with Jesus now. That's why I want y'all. That's why I gave you the scriptures early last week. I want you to read it out. You know, he's walking with him now. He's a disciple now. He can look back and see there's somebody that got fruit from the labor. Help me, Holy Spirit. He can look over there and look at him and see somebody on his phone that he can deliver him from something. God can see you right now because God sees everything. Remember, we learned yesterday that God knows our work. He
yes,
knows
sir.
Our work. He knows
yes,
our
sir.
Work. And I know that it has to go through Jesus for him to Jesus to blot it out. It's the
yeah.
only reason you're going to get in that Jesus blotted out. You could not
yeah.
undo what you've done and go to God. It has to go through Jesus. Like Brother
That's
Tim
right.
said, Romans what? 10 and 9 and 10. You have
mm-hmm.
to do this on your own. You have to confess. You have to believe in your heart. If you got that part down, start walking with him more. Start saying yes to him and no to the things that easily to beset you. That's called sin. That's
yeah.
called sin. I'm not saying you ain't going to make no mistakes. I'm saying, but try to live life with God. And the closer you get to him, the more you don't want this. What you don't want to make him mad. You don't want him to turn from you. Because if Jesus
mm-hmm.
could say this on the cross, if Jesus could say, my God, why have thou forsaken me? He felt the present move because he had to die. And God is not, there's no sin in God. So God had to allow him, his physical spirit, die. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So you and
mm-hmm.
I can live eternal.
So yeah.
he gave the ghost up. And when he gave the ghost up, he rose, we believe, in the church on the third day with all power in his hand. We believe in church now. We believe that. And he's sitting at the right hand of his Father, waiting on the day to come back for the second death. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Get on board,
mm-hmm.
you ain't on board. Spiritual things that you can read the Bible, right? But to get the spiritual thing of it, you got to go to God. It's a lot of smart people can read Hebrew, Greek, and they can change the word or the meaning. They can do all that. But, boy, I'm telling you, it's something about the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And one time we taught a lesson a little while back. Preached a little Western law about the gate. The man stood there and all them years begging for alms, Reverend. Alms.
Mm-hmm.
And finally he got a healing, a true healing. Jumped up and started walking in the church. They talked about that.
Yeah.
They talked about it so much, Reverend. You keep reading that scripture. They said, who is these guys? They are unlearned. But
mm-hmm.
one of them guys in the midst of them, one of them guys in the midst of, he said they must have been walking with Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm.
So, don't let nobody turn you from God. Yeah, you
Thank
might
you,
be
Lord.
Hurting right now. Yeah, you might not understand everything in the Bible. We all don't. None of us know the full God. Oh, I know right about it. That's the thing
Amen.
God has, we're not putting in our mind because it will lose ourselves. But he gives us enough to keep waking up in the morning when he allows us to keep saying thank you. And be merciful to others like he's been to us. So may God
yes.
bless you, always keep you, is my prayer. Reverend.
Sir.
You got to be stopped,
yes, Reverend. Sir. I like him. If I may, Rev, I like to, a lot of people, you know, that worshiper. And
mm-hmm.
I like that mm-hmm. 31st verse.
Yeah.
Now we know that God heareth not sinners.
Yeah.
But if a man be a worshiper, see, it's
yeah.
a blessing of being a worshiper. No, a worshiper
yeah.
is a person that not, you know, it's past the celebration on Sunday. But a worshiper,
yes.
it shows reverence to God.
Yes.
And you spend some time with God. You adore him You show God reverence in being obedient. You know,
that's
true worship. Being obedient and adoration and a devotion to Him.
That
shows Him, you know. And in that, He will hear your prayer. Your prayers
will
be disobedient. Disobedient hinders your prayer. I just want to make it real. You know, we got young listeners, so I want to make it real. Make sure they get it. Knowing that it is good to obey. That way, God will hear your prayer when you obey. Even parents, you know, obey them. That God will hear your prayer. But the disobedience causes sometimes it causes that unnecessary tribulation that you have to go through.
Come on, man.
You know, we all gonna go through tribulation, but you add more problems with disobedience. But when you obey and worship God, then you set yourself up for blessing. Then He will hear you because you believe in Him, and then you're acting like that you believe in Him.
There you go.
I like that. See, because many they just stop it. You don't hear sinners prayer. But if you are a Christian, like a wayward Christian, or you're on the fence, or you not doing His will, then you hinder your own.
That's it.
Yes, sir. But if you're doing His will, being obedient, then He will definitely open up His ear up to you. But I thank God for this lesson. Thank God for you, Reb. It was a blessing.
God bless. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man, when you labor in God's, And you really labor in it, man. You're laboring. You're trying your best to try to do God's will, man. Sometimes you're going to have some downs, you know.
Because
part of the cross, man. It's part of the cross. Don't turn from God. Just get closer to Him, man. Just try to get closer to Him. So you don't have to know every Bible verse it is, you know. You don't have to know every song. But you need to know Him, though. You need to know Him. Make sure you don't have any doubt in your home going.
Reverend Brian.
Yes, sir.
That's not me. Well, I was going to say this. You know, when you were talking about it, it made me think. You know, the young man was. He was blind, but now he see. And when his parents came, even sometimes your parents, people you love, one friends with you, coworkers put you down and turn your back on you. Say he's of age; he can answer for himself.
But yet they
are afraid of these religious leaders, and they don't understand that when you wrapped up with God. And like you were saying earlier, and I was listening, you said, "I stretch my hand to you, Lord." And you know, and you're thinking about the psalm. You know, and I was just thinking about that. You know, you have to sometimes stand on your own for a while, but don't think that you're by yourself. God is just watching to see if you're going to be faithful, if you're going to stand and hold on. And then when He comes, Lord have mercy, boy, He's going to elevate you to the next level that they won't believe because they can't understand it. Because guess what? It's spiritual. And that's why I wanted to say just what I look at this lesson. When I read it, I said, wow, look at all the different things in here. And I was very, very pleased to read the whole chapter, just like he asked.
There you go.
I thought about it. I said, that's what it's all about. You were blind, but now you see people turn their back on. Even your mom and daddy turn their back on you. But today we learned that Jesus was there. I told you. How many times am I going to keep telling you? I don't know all about what the man, but I know this much.
Come on, man.
I like that. He put that dirt on my eyes, and I can see now. And I'm still the same one. And, you know, don't think that people are going to turn their back on you when you get saved. They're going to say, oh, you think you holier than thou. You think you all this.
Come on, man.
But guess what? When I put my thoughts in Jesus' thoughts, That means he's pure, he's holy, he's God 100%. I can't be wrong. When I wrap myself up in his word, that means that he is the word. And so that means I'm learning all about him. And what I confess out of my mouth is all about him. So how can I be wrong? So that's what they don't understand. And you said it out of your own mouth, and you read it. The Bible says all have fallen short. Every last one of us. Even my mama has fallen short. But guess what? The Bible is true. Somebody's wrong, but it ain't the Bible. So that's what I'm trying to tell you people. That I hear what you're saying, and I agree with you 100%. It's all about what we learn and what we trust in him in the word. And then the more closer you get to him, you got to get in his word, because he is the word, the living word. That's what it's all about, man. And that's why this lesson is so good. I enjoyed it. I thought about it. I read it. I went back and pondered on it. And I said, you know, the over in Psalms 1, it says you meditate day and night on his word. That's what it's all about. And when you do that, he opens your eyes. You're not blind anymore to what his will is. He says, man, I don't know what God wants me to do. Keep reading his word, you know. Keep reading his word. Study his word. And when you do that, you're learning all about him. He is the living word, and that's what it's all about, man. That's what I saw in that lesson. Don't think that you ain't going to give a – you said all of us in falling short. Everybody in lied and cheated or did something wrong. But one thing I can tell you, when he clean you up and wash you whiter than snow, it's all right then, you know. And then you just have to understand, hey, it is what it is, man. You know, you're not going to always do things right. You're not going to always not going to get angry. You're not going to, but just don't sin. Don't cuss somebody out and all that. That's what it's all about, man. And you'll get stronger when you get in the word. Let the word saturate your heart, your mind, and your soul. Let the word do it, you know. My mama told me something one day. She told me, she said, let me tell you something, son. I'm not going to fight with them people. I'm not going to act ignorant and act like a fool out there with them people. I'm going to fight them on my knees. I said, ooh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, they got problems now. When she fight them on her knees, that means that she's been putting it in God's hands.
It's in his hands.
It's not the way. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh,
that's
you're good.
What it's
all
you're
about. Good, man. That's beautiful, man. That is beautiful, man. That is beautiful. Come on.
I hope you trust bear with me a little here. I have background noise. But, you know, brother, I want to tell my brother, you know, one thing we don't do, we never make an excuse. We never apologize for God's word or God's work. The Lord led you in the way that he wanted you to teach today. And that's how it should have been, and that's how it should be. But, you know, when I dip into 931. I'm a stickler for words, I guess. That's just how God made me. And when I dip into 931, I get hung up on certain words. He hears not a sinner, but if any man be a worship, all that was good. I like that. I know I got to worship God. But he said, but be a doer. That's the part I got hung up on, my brother, right there.
Yeah.
Get a doer of God's word. See, when I'm a doer of God's word, I'm automatically going to worship God if I just, thank you, Jesus. If I serve him, I'm a doer of his word, I can't help but be a worship of his word. And with
Come on, being said,
all my sin, oh, I know I sin sometimes. I sin probably today more than I know about. I know I sin Friday. The Lord, he never told me I was perfect. He told me to strive to be more like him, but he never said I was perfect. I know he didn't, because he said, none perfect but the Father. But when I found his life, my brother just said it best, but when I go down on my knees and I have a talk with the Lord, by him knowing my heart, he already know. That was a young man we read about a long, long time ago. He said, Lord, I sin against thee, and thee only have I sinned. I sin against my Lord and Savior, and I got to go to him and tell him, Lord, please forgive me. And when I get up off my knees, when I come out of my prayer closet, I find myself refreshed. I'm all new. Because when take your sin away, my brother said something to me a long, long time ago. He said, why would I let you hold me in my sin? For my Almighty Father has forgiven me for my sin. I got one more thing. I'm gonna get one out of here before this life change. You know, we got Jesus, we got me, and we got God. We just like an Oreo cookie. And when I pray my prayer, I don't care what impurities be in it. I don't care what wrong be in it or what right be in it. When I pray, see, one thing, he'll wash you white and snow. See, Jesus will wash my prayer before I get up. And God only going to step approve. Well done. He going to step and approve.
Amen.
So they go get past Jesus and get to him. And I just thank you for the word today, my brother. I'm hung up on
God
being a doer of God's word. I'm asking God every day to continue to cleanse me and strengthen me that I may go stronger stronger in his word.
Because
I know I was once blind, but now I see.
Now I see.
I was blind once myself, but now I see. And thank God for the sight. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Beautiful. Beautiful comments, man. Beautiful. You know, we were going, and Brother Tina too, and I know Rev and Brother JMC too, we were going to have a really, really open dialogue, and I just went off and just kept on going. Y'all got to start to
move
ahead, man.
East, my brother, we got to move east. When God said go west, we go west. We're going to be obedient to God's word. That's what we're going to do. We're going to be obedient.
Man.
And we don't make no excuses for the direction that God lead us in. Amen.
We're doing something, I believe, maybe I might be wrong, but I believe when we're doing something like this and he's been edified, he's been lifted, it's nothing going wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it.
It don't matter. Hey, Brother Reverend Henry, you got all that Noah still back there? Reverend Henry?
No. What's up?
Reverend Henry, it's kind of like Tate. What did he say? What would preach up at that time? Or what did he say?
Yes, sir.
We supposed to support him, man.
Praise
the Lord.
That's right.
Nobody is supposed to support him, man. I just thank God for the Holy Spirit, man. I thank him for this word, man, that we eat off of, man. I think that some of us, we like to glut on things, but it ain't nothing getting the word. Then when you're in love with God, man, you don't mind sitting there and listening and maybe even conversing with him, man, because it's like fire, man. It's hard to sit there when that word is really like fire, man. If you ain't got it, it's because you let the fire go out. But we ask you, stay close. Don't let nobody turn you. Stay close to God. We're going to be talked about. We're going to be misunderstood. But you do this here. Don't never leave God. Prayer is a good thing. You know, my old brother-in-law will say it in a minute. You know,
it's the key.
Amen. We send Instagrams out. We send texts out. We send emails out. My brother-in-law said we need to get on our knees. We need to get on our knees, brother, and do a email with our knee. How can you do that? You send more things to social media than you do to God. Somebody said, what are you talking about? God want to hear from us more than just when we want something. He just want to hear from us and say, thank you. Thank you. Jesus started his prayer a while ago. Thank you. I know you hear me always. But just because we're on the sideline, that's what I like about that one. There's some people, there's going to be some naysayers. But let me feel your presence, Lord. And let me see you bless this prayer. God is good. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for being God who he is. Because he has been a truly blessing us. I love how he does it. You know why? Because no one can, you can tell to put something together, but when God get it, he can break up all the protocol and do it his way. Is that right about doing it his way?
No.
But I love about the ministry that we all a part of. I ain't just over here, but you can get on and no one won't cut your voice off. And you can speak your love,
That's what I love about you.
We all love each other, bring something to the table.
Hey,
yeah.
I was asked to speak yesterday at service, and I knew I had some work to do, so I said, you know what, I'm going to take I'm going to drive my truck and trailer to work, to church. And after I speak, then I go do my work. And all week long, I was asking God, you know, what am I going to speak on? And I called myself making some little mental notes on this and mental note on that. And I was like the preacher. I was like the preacher that wrote his sermon out. And when I got up, they opened one and it blew away. And I stepped up. I said, I told Pastor, I said, well, Pastor, I said, well, I asked the Lord, what should I speak on? And he didn't give me nothing all week long. I started making notes on my own. So obviously he didn't want that. So he waited till I got here. And then he touched me. And he gave me something to speak on after I stood up.
Believe that.
I just thank God for Jesus. I just thank God for Jesus.
I know what you're saying, man, because I try my best, you know, when I'm speaking, I try to leave a lot of room for God. You know, I don't want to put myself involved with it because it'll turn it. I've done it before, messed up like that. I learned, I said, you had too much of you in it, you know. You need to pray more.
That's it.
What God wants, you know. And when you do that, that's when God can be edified, you know. He could be edified. Well, it's beautiful, man, that we had a beautiful lesson, man. We always say if it be God's will, man, if it be his will, we'll try to be back on again, doing the same thing, loving God and loving him more and more and more. I really believe, I might be wrong now. It might take us one by one, Brother D, but I believe this. If we're getting real close, man. We worse than Sodom and Gomorrah, man. Life is really bad now.
He's killing.
If we ain't killing physically, we killing spiritually. I'm telling you. One by one. That's what we got to pray for.
They sent me a text, my brother. They sent me a text Saturday. To tell me and just show you how you what you're seeing this thing is God is wrapping this thing up and he's getting tired of us. God's getting tired of mankind and this sinful world that we're in. They sent me a text Saturday to tell me that they had caught one of the guys that killed my little cousin. Come to find out he was 19 years old, just a kid, hadn't even started to live. And then took his own life away before he. You know, I tell people this all the time. When you kill two people, even though you may have thought you killed one. You killed yourself as well as the person that you killed.
My God.
Your life is over as well. And this is why God wants you to kill off the old man and take on the new. Your mind changes. A whole, you got a new mind. I have this gospel song that I listen to a lot. He said, my mind is gone. The Holy Ghost then took my mind. And that's what we got to get. We got to allow the Holy Ghost to take over our mind. We can get this world out of the way. Because God is wrapping this thing up. We're leaving here, brothers. We're leaving here. Sure as you're born, we're leaving here. And the song said, will you be ready? Amen.
Yeah, that's
brilliant.
That's beautiful, man. If no brothers have anything to say, man. I think we can allow God to do what he always do. If it be his will, we'll be back home. If one of your brothers want to pray for we leave, you know, it would be beautiful, man. Beautiful.
Man, praise the Lord. Let's go to God and pray. We thank God. Truly thank God as we pray. Father God, we thank you. Our ears have heard, what our hearts have received, Father God. Thank you, Father, for reminding us that you hear the prayers of your children that do your will, Father. Bless us that we do your will. Bless our hearts that we yearn and long to do the things that are pleasing in thy sight. And help us, Father. Some may need strength. Father God, give strength. Some may need some help doing thy will. Bless us, Father God, even if you have to remove the tastes of seeing that some fall short. Father God, remove that they may put you in that. Hallelujah. That they may put you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord. We continue to ask for forgiveness for being known and unknown in the name of Jesus. But thank you, Father God, for your living word, that you allowed our hearts to be strengthened and to be blessed, and knowing, and we are reminded that if we endure, continue to endure and hold up the blood, stay better, continue to endure beyond trials and tribulations, to hold on to your unchanging hand, you will give us a crown of life. We thank you, Father God, and we love you. Bless this sermon,
yes,
this message to go in our hearts, that
yes,
we would keep it and nourishment, and be nourishment to our spiritual man, that we may become stronger. Hallelujah. We thank you and we love you, even for this Thanksgiving
yes,
season coming up, Father God. We thank you for being our Savior. We thank you for
yes,
opening
Lord,
our eyes that we're not blind. Father God, that you're open enough that even if we shine the light upon ourselves
mm-hmm,
to see what we yet have need of and what we need, we always say is more of you. Continue to cleanse us, Father God. Continue to help
yes,
us be the vessels that you would have us to be.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus, thank you for each and every listener, each and every one, Father God. Thank you for those that turn aside. Give them the
yes,
desires of their heart that they would be better Christians for you. We thank you, Father God. Thank you for every listener, every prayer, every one, Father God, that made this broadcast to be just what it is in this moment, in this hour. We thank you. In Jesus' name, we ask, bless upon the listeners, hallelujah, the preacher, the teacher, hallelujah, the conveyors of the word, even the comments. We give them all the praise, all the glory unto you, Father, none for ourselves. And it is in Jesus' name. We pray and we thank you for it. Keep us safe until we assemble again in thy name. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you, Lord God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, the queen. peace.